Today is the 100th anniversary of America's first transcontinental highway. It was called the Lincoln Highway. It stretched from Times Square in New York City to Lincoln Park in San Francisco. On October 31st, 1913, it was officially dedicated. This was not only way before the nation's interstate highway system, it was before the U.S. numbered highways were created. The Lincoln Highway still exists in old maps and in the minds of dedicated fans of the 100-year-old route. One of them is Kay Shelton, who's president of the Lincoln Highway Association. She joins us from the campus of Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, where, among other things, she teaches geography. Hi, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Was the Lincoln Highway really the first? Did people make any cross-country trips by automobile before October 31st, 1913?
There were a couple of famous people who did cross before the Lincoln Highway, but they followed routes that eventually became the Lincoln Highway. One of them was Alice Ramsey, and in 1909, she drove a Maxwell car coast to coast, and the Lincoln Highway is really made up of a patchwork of already existing roads, and a lot of it followed exactly where Alice Ramsey had gone in 1909.
It was not a highway construction project. It was a route-making process.
Yes, it was a route-making process. And then once they identified what appeared to be the fastest route between New York City and San Francisco, they worked toward improving the road as much as possible with the available funds.
Was somebody the main brains behind the idea of creating the Lincoln Highway?
That would be Carl Fisher. He was from Indianapolis, and he was also the establisher of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And he envisioned a coast-to-coast highway. He wanted to call it the Coast-to-Coast Rock Highway, but another friend of his, Henry Joy, he came up with the idea of honoring Abraham Lincoln's memory with, and they renamed their plan the Lincoln Highway.
But you're saying the runner-up name was the Rock Highway?
The Coast-to-Coast Rock Highway. Yeah, not a very catchy name.
nor a very sensible one, I might add. You traveled the Lincoln Highway with, a special map, a very long, skinny special map?
Well, we've joined the 21st century on the Lincoln Highway Association's website. The map is now completely digital, and all of the points of interest are marked, as well as the original 1913 route, as well as the improved routes. So sometimes they would have the original route, but they would find a shortcut, or there was a road that was smoothed out and rerouted, and all versions of the Lincoln Highway are mapped out using Google Maps.
Now, when the Lincoln Highway was first charted, how long did it take to get from New York to San Francisco?
Generally about a month.
A month. Now, to put this in some context here, in 1913, the people, the Lincoln Highway Association and the people who drove across the country and who made the speedway in Indianapolis, they were promoting automobiles.
Yes.
We weren't yet a country in which everybody had at least one.
Right. And you can kind of close your eyes and imagine what roads were like. They weren't paved. Some places in cities had planks, which were wooden planks. Some places in the cities had bricks. But out in the countryside, it was really just a dirt road. And these automobile manufacturers, they knew that people would not be interested in cars unless there were improved roads to take their vehicles on. So yes, that was one goal of the Lincoln Highway, was not only to promote the vehicle and travel, but to show people what improved roads could be like.
Well, Ms. Shelton, thank you very much for talking with us on this centennial of the Lincoln Highway.
Okay.
Kay Shelton is president of the Lincoln Highway Association. The Lincoln Highway, the nation's first transcontinental automobile route, was dedicated on this date 100 years ago.